A very interesting history, 125 years is old under any standard, and longevity is sometimes even more difficult when there are lots of folks involved. But your band has achieved a camaraderie that has endured. Is it the heritage of the organization that keeps everyone on the same page, do you think, or why do you guys play in the sandbox so well?
Well, that's a very good question. It is camaraderie. It's a great part of it. The history certainly makes a difference to a lot of us. It's a lot more fun playing in a band like this that has been around a long time, like we have, than a relatively new band. The music that we play, the scenario that we play in, the band shell, outdoor concerts with large audiences that are very enthusiastic and fun to play to, just make it all come alive and work very well for us.
Let's go way back. You were originally affiliated with a cavalry. The band did start earlier than the birth year that's noted for your band, which was 1888. Tell us about the way back stuff.
Actually, our history goes back to 1869 when a gentleman by the name of Jacob Miller organized a group, and he was the first director of the group, and they had their first season in 1869. They played together as a group until the cavalry unit was established. The cavalry unit was called the Ludington Guard. It was named after the then Honorable Governor Harrison Ludington, who was then Governor of Wisconsin. It was a small group, and they played until the cavalry unit was merged with the Wisconsin National Guard, and then the band was disbanded, so to speak. The players were still around, wanted to play, and probably did a little bit, but then they reorganized in 1888, and the organizer was an optometrist and jeweler by the name of Ingraham, and he was the one that suggested the name Ludington Guard Band. Going back to the older heritage when the unit was part of the Ludington Guard.
Yeah, and he was the first of what you have named as 12 contemporary directors so far, right?
Correct.
Which is impressive, the fact that there have been only 12 directors in 125 years. Some of them, I noted one was there for 36 years. It's impressive that there have been only 12.
Yes, Mr. Paul Gregg was the longest director with us, and he was, like you say, director for 36 years from 1920 to 1956.
Yeah.
And when the current band shell was built, it was dedicated to his memory, and a nice plaque is on the band shell that commemorates
it. Okay, yeah, I thought his name sounded more familiar than just having heard about his tenure. Giving his 36 years, that's impressive just in longevity, but he also was at the helm at a time when the ranks were infiltrated by women. It was interesting to read that the band was all male until World War II. Well, you tell us the rest of that story.
Well, up to that point, you had to be 16 and male to get into the band.
Okay.
That was it. And women just were dying to get in. And, of course, that just wasn't allowed under the bylaws at the time. And then World War II came along, and a lot of the men in the band were drafted. And so the numbers in the band began to dwindle. The band then agreed to take on women on a temporary basis until the war was over. And, of course, they became part of the band. They were very good players and so enthusiastic. And when the war was over, the rest is history. It's interesting. I have minutes of the band officers meeting or the band meetings. They go back almost to the early 1900s. And nowhere in those minutes is that mentioned, which I found very interesting. I thought that, you know, they would at least say, well, the band agrees to let women in on a temporary basis. But it was never said in those minutes anywhere.
Dr. Carol Rund is with us. He's historian and president of the Ludington Guard Band. They are celebrating their 125th season as the longest continuously performing city band in Wisconsin. How about your personal involvement? How long have you been with the organization?
I joined the band in 1974.
Okay.
I moved to Menominee in 1973 and found out about the band late that summer. And just when their season was about over, and so the following, when the season started next year, I joined.
And you play?
I play tuba.
Well, okay. How many pieces in the band as it stands today?
We number about 70, and we would like to have more, but the band shell stage just will not hold anymore. We're pretty much like sardines up there. when everybody's there. So we're pretty well packed. We just have to limit our instrumentation to 70 people.
Well, I'll bet you Sousa sounds good with 70 people, though.
Bet it does.
That's a good number of people. Do you get approached by alumni of the band? Because, you know, women having been allowed in the band after World War II, any of the original women still around?
There are a few that I meet now and then in the audience to say I used to play in the band years ago. They were before my time in the band.
Sure.
We have a few women who have been in the band longer than I have. Our oldest members are not our oldest member, but he's the member that's been in the band the longest, is a male, and he's been in the band. This is his 51st year. He's younger than I am, and he's a wonderful player. He joined when he was like about 14, and that was younger than they were allowed at the time, but the rule was then and is now that if you're an exceptional player and there's a need and you get a recommendation from your band director, we'll take you younger.
It is imperative, and I know you will agree, that young people take notice and eventually get involved. What steps do you take to be attractive to the future of the band?
Every week at our concert for many, many years, we've had a children's march just before intermission, and that was established by Lynn Pritchard, who was the director back in the 70s and 80s. It was done to keep children quiet, and so you get your chance to come up here and march across the stage if you're good. So they were really good so that they could do this, and it just became a weekly event. So we have hundreds of kids that come up and march across the stage during a special march that we play just for them. And what's happened over the years is that many of these kids eventually join a band at school, and some of them then come and play with us, and they'll tell me, I was a little kid and marched across the stage when I was 3 years old. And once they join us, many of them stay with us for many, many years. Mm-hmm. They just stay here because they love it, and they can hardly wait for the season to start and are all sad when the season ends.
It's a good way to plant a seed. The Ludington Guard Band of Menominee celebrating its 125th season. Dr. Run, tell us what you have planned for this special year.
Well, we like to think all of our concerts are extra special, and we've already had a number of little things going on, but coming up, on July 2nd is our annual patriotic concert. We're going to have a community chorus that will sing patriotic songs along with us, and that'll be extra special. We don't do that every year. On July 23rd, a very special night, a family from Eau Claire are sponsoring a program that's never happened before. The family have Menominee ties, but now they live there, except that the son teaches strings here at our Menominee High School. Eufaul is the name. They wanted to do this because it's our 125th year, and they've always come over for our concerts, and they just wanted to be part of our history, and so they're going to do that. That will be a neat night. And then July 30th is the night that we're going to celebrate our official anniversary. And that night we'll have some presentations by various people. And probably the big thing of that night is that we'll be premiering a piece that we had commissioned for us by a composer in New York. His name is Larry Clark, and the piece is called Legacy of Honor, and it's dedicated to our past band directors whose leadership and dedication basically brought us to where we are today. And then, of course, in the middle of July, we have our annual circus night, which has been going on again since the Lynn Pritchard years. A night that I call our night of controlled chaos. We have a children's costume parade, a pet costume parade. It's more of a show than a concert, but we do all circus-related music. It's a really fun evening, and it attracts a lot of people.
Yeah, I'll bet. And the there is Wilson Park, because you play at the Wilson Park Band Shell, and that is in Menominee, the Ludington Guard Band. It's been a real pleasure learning more about your organization and speaking with you, sir.
Well, it's been a pleasure talking with you, and I'm glad this word is getting out. We hope a lot of people who are listening come and be a part of our concert scene on Tuesday night.